Those of you who've heard me before, you know I'm short on poem, long on anecdote. First one, person under a train. It's about suicide and coincidence. I was sitting in silence at a friend's house in Euston Road and heard the rumble of trains, and in that moment felt this feeling that everything was wonderful. Later on, as I was travelling home, I was approaching Finchley Road and heard that expression, person under a train, which I assumed was a suicide. And I wrote a poem and published it on the internet and received this email shortly afterwards. I think you may find this a strange email, but I was searching on the internet for the date and place of the death of my sister, who committed suicide by jumping in front of a train at Finchley Road station on the 4th of February. I do not know whether it really was the same person under a train, but I thought that I would write and say that I can appreciate the poem. I heard a rumble in a quiet place. Five times it struck me, everything is meant to be. Five times I felt the stillness speak, warmth welling up, exploding on my face. It struck you only once. They said you jumped, but wrongly, made it so impersonal. I'll never know you now, but know the place. The platform edge. I will not join you yet. Crossings. This one is about exclusion, change, and wanting to find a home. The first thing that came to mind was a friend of my daughter's who, at 12 years old, was told that she could no longer play rugby with the boys. That sort of sense that you're no longer part of this, you'll have to go and play with others. I wish that gender was more like race, the glorious muddying that can take place, the variety as opposed to this black and white. And I feel very much like an emigre. But what I do love about being in London is the crowds, just standing in a station watching people walk past, or a market. The game begins. The green becomes a muddy brown as boots blur touch lines somewhere. There among the boys she finds a line she cannot cross and leaves the pitch to join the others. The edgy, endless ocean moves. Across its length, its breadth, its past and present, people travel, hopeful, homeless. Somewhere in the crossings and returns, the emigres emerge, they change, we merge. The station's loudness crowds our senses. People shout to one another, rush across the concourse, run towards their homes. You're leaving. I'm staying. Strange, you're standing still and I am moving on. I cross the line, prepare to emigrate, but I would rather merge with you, would rather stay with you at home. Ice and snow. I was at Glastonbury a couple of weeks ago and we were sitting in a bar with a good friend, a local from Somerset, and he looked around and he said, "This is England." And I looked around and I saw straight, white, middle-class people. I thought, no, this isn't my England. I live part-time in the city, part-time in the suburbs, and I much prefer the suburbs. Being queer is not a comfortable thing to be in the suburbs, and a hell of a lot better in this seemingly unfriendly city. I am more at home when out on icy city streets, for all their seeming cruelty, moving along salty pavements, cold surfaced, tramped bare, endlessly worn, glassily patched, and for all their occasional danger, warmer somehow. Less at home when staying in snowy outskirts, thick blanketed, seemingly safe, but waiting under silent cover, smothered by the oneness, the overwintering whiteness, which, for all its softness, hides a hard and unforgiving earth.